You're listening to the Call Me Mr. You, the podcast, your new home for inspiration, family, sports conversations, and a lot of other stuff. We're your all-purpose pod for an all-purpose life and your weekly mirror check before you go change the world, baby. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the all-purpose pod for an all-purpose life. Wherever you are today and however you are listening today, Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. We thank you again for making us a part of your morning, your day, and your week. We're your weekly mirror check before you change the world. Of course, you can find us on most every social media platform, excluding Instagram. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok as well. Download and like, share, and subscribe to our show at the Call Me Mr. You. We love to have support. We're moving towards a goal of 10,000 subscribers and 10,000 downloads. And we are getting there, but we could definitely use your help. So thank you for joining in and helping us. We know podcast is not everybody's cup of tea, but because you guys know me, I really appreciate you guys kind of taking it on the chin, taking one for the team, I guess, and hitting that subscribe button for us, download some of our shows, check out what we're doing. Maybe you change your mind about podcasts in general just because of what's going on. And of course, we got some really exciting news that's going to be coming up. We're not going to talk about it now because we don't have the time and bandwidth for that today. But we're going to talk about that in future weeks on all of our social media platforms. It's going to be announced. Some of the new things that we're going to be doing with the show. I mean, you already heard it. If you listen to our show from the beginning, you know that we call ourselves the all-purpose pod for an all-purpose life. That wasn't accidental. That was by design. And we're just starting to get our feet wet into those waters. We'll be becoming all-purpose. And you're going to see a lot more of that in upcoming weeks. We're going big with this. So we're excited about it. We'll announce it soon. And you begin to see some of the changes to the show, to the content. And we're going to be expanding in a big way. I'm excited about it. My wife is excited about it. We got some big things going on. So thank you for joining us and staying faithful to the Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. A lot of great things getting ready to happen. And we want you to be a part of it. So thank you again for doing that. Today, I want to talk about a subject that I've been talking about for a while. I never really felt like I was somebody who was made for men's ministry or for things of that nature. But a lot of exciting things have been happening lately. I felt it impressed on my heart really strong to start a men's group. Now, I know people do that all around the world. It probably doesn't even seem unique anymore because people are doing it so much to the point where perhaps it's watered down, perhaps it's generic. You can decide that for yourself based on the individual situation. But for me, I felt like I wanted to do something a little bit different and provide a safe space for men to really talk about men's related issues and not get caught up in all the religiosity things and all of the fluff and stuff. I didn't want any of that stuff going on. I didn't want it to turn into something that I couldn't be proud of. So it's starting off really well. We're meeting quarterly here locally. It seems as though the men are really taking to the opportunity to share their hearts and have men that understand that they've been where they are or that they're able to help the next generation learn from their mistakes. It's a really safe space. It's a support group of sorts. It's going really well. But I brought that up not to promote it so much, but to tell you about my concern about men in general. I know that as man, M-A-N, we have a lot of problems. The world kind of reflects that. Every time we turn a TV on, listen to any kind of media, we can tell. Even on our social media, we know that man has a problem, a collective problem. We know that God is the answer to that problem, but everybody doesn't see him as that source or that provision. So you kind of get what you pay for. But in regards to men, M-E-N, I feel like there's an issue with integrity. And it bothers me a lot because I've been at the other end of that situation. And in some ways, I haven't lived up to my own standards in that regard as well. So it's kind of a double-sided coin there. You may meet people who, you know, say, hey, let's meet at 9 o'clock at so-and-so. You're waiting there at the venue for your 9 o'clock pre-scheduled meeting, and they don't show up. No responses to your text or calls. You leave at 10 o'clock, despondent, disappointed. You lost an hour of your day that you could have used for something else. You get a message. It may sound like one of the following. I overslept. I had to run an errand and I forgot to call you. My wife needed me to do something and I couldn't get out of that. My job called me last night. I should have texted you. I forgot. A number of different reasons like those, and maybe even some other ones that you can add to that list. I love Psalm 15, and I talk about it so much that you think it's my favorite psalm. It's not, but it's one of my favorites because it challenges me the most. You can read Psalms 15 on your own time. No pressure, no burden, no weight coming from me. It's just something that I feel is, it speaks to the problem of men when it comes to integrity. And one of the lines in that psalm is, swear to your own hurt and change not. Swear to your own hurt and change not. What does that mean in simple terms? Essentially, what it means is even if it hurts you, you keep your word. Even if it inconveniences you in your life, if it makes your day a little bit more rigorous, if it adds more to your plate on a day that should have been a lighter day for you, if it adds more to your day, but you promised that you would do it, you do it anyway. That's the area where I really feel as though we don't want to mess with that stuff. We avoid that place because at the end of the day, we don't want to do anything that's going to impact us negatively. We don't want to do anything that's going to cause us to be inconvenienced. If it doesn't benefit us directly, we don't want to do it. And that's a human issue, but it's something I see in men so much of the time. What does it even mean to have integrity in the first place? What does it even mean? It means moral uprightness. It means the quality of being honest. It means being whole and undivided. Morally, physically, in our approach, in our actions, and our behavior. In the world of architecture, and I've taught on this a couple of times, in the world of architecture, there's something called structural integrity. It's really important, and it means something. I live in a development where houses were built so fast that they lacked structural integrity. The time wasn't taken to manage the details. And people had issues in their homes. Their homes weren't livable in some cases. People had to come back out and do the work over that they should have done right the first time because there was no structural integrity. We've seen that at the Surfside Towers in Florida many years ago. There was a lack of structural integrity and people lost their lives because people didn't pay attention to the details. The builders didn't pay attention to the details. They had blueprints, but they didn't pay attention to the details and they don't have structural integrity. So the buildings would collapse. Everything that you're trying to build in your life, if you don't have structural integrity, I don't care how you try to build it. Matter of fact, the higher, the better, it's going to collapse. As men, we cannot be in a place where we don't have integrity. We can't be somebody who can't be trusted. It can't be relied on. The burden on us as men is greater than anybody else. And it's not about gender. I'm just telling you facts from not only from scripture, from historical times. We have a burden on us that's unlike anybody else's. And we don't have the luxury to be skittish and to be inconsistent and not be stable in our decision-making and the vows that we make and the pledges that we make and the responsibility that we have. We have a trust that we can never be considered false to. We have to have a proven honesty. That's what integrity means, to be incapable of being false to a trust, a pledge, or a responsibility. We have to have a proven honesty. We have to be sure and certain in as many areas of our life as we possibly can. We have to be incorruptible when it comes to our word and what we say and what we put out. That's important for this time and for any other time. It's the reason why so much civilization has fallen historically, because men didn't have integrity. It's why marriages fail at the rate that they do, because men don't have integrity. It's because churches have become ineffective when it should be a hospital for the sick, because men don't have integrity. It's why men are incapable of trusting one another, because some man in their life made a promise or a pledge and didn't back it up because he didn't have integrity. Maybe he didn't know how to have integrity. Maybe there was a lack of structural integrity in his life, in his upbringing, in his background, in the example set before him. A lot of different reasons why that could be happening, but at the end of the day, we got to chase integrity and swear to our own hurt and not change no matter what. Do what we say we're going to do. That's why I love the group that we're forming, because these men are learning that right now. They're learning that through books. They're learning that through our discussions. They're learning that through the teachings. They're learning that in the connection and the fellowship that we have one with another. Many of us that are men that are watching this episode today, you probably think you already got it. You probably think you're already there. No need to make any changes, right? I'm going to challenge you to look a little deeper. Men, if you listen to me today, do you have integrity? Are you an honest person? Do you keep your word? No excuses. Do you keep your word? When you say you're going to call somebody or be at an appointment at a particular time, are you there? When you say, I'm going to check my calendar, let's get together and plan this. Are you accountable to do that? Or has it been months since you gave your word and nothing's happened? Nothing's changed. Nothing transpires. It's one thing to be faithful to your wife. The Bible commands that. I definitely encourage that. You should be doing that. I'm doing that. But don't make it like God is pleased with you because you did that, but you've been showing a lack of integrity to everybody else in your life, and you think that God's going to just ignore that. That's not how it works, fam. You got to show integrity in every area of your life, with every connection, every relationship, every person, everything that has to do with you, whether it be in the workplace, in the ministry, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you need to have structural integrity in all areas, or it's not real integrity. It's only a portion of it. Think about what we're talking about today. If you have any questions, jump on our social media platforms in the comment section. Love to talk to you about that kind of stuff. I have some books I can recommend to you guys that will be helpful in this area of integrity and having that in your life, being morally upright and in the quality of being honest and whole and undivided. I got some books that help you out with that as well. But wherever you are and however you're hearing, they call me Mr. You, the podcast. Thank you once again for making us a part of your morning, your day, and your week. We are your weekly mirror check. We're your weekly mirror check before you change the world. Thank you again for joining us. Please like, share, and subscribe on all of our social media platforms, but especially on our YouTube channel and, of course, on our anywhere you enjoy your audio podcasts, however you're listening to us. Thank you again for supporting us. Thanks for being there. Thank you for showing integrity and being honest. Man, we need you to be that. The world needs you to be that. Go change the world. Thanks again for listening to the Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for all of our full-length live episodes. And of course, if you're an audio listener, wherever you enjoy your podcast listening, you can find the Call Me Mr. You, the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Go change the world. Coach out.